okoleddwa bulungi
ddala. Let me expect you've been done good indeed.
Okuva mu service yasoose.
Right from the first service.
Yokuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda ku lwamawanga gonna.
Of the call of the nation Uganda on behalf of other nations.
Okusinza n'okutendereza.
The worshiping and the praise.
Nako kukoze bulungi.
It too has done you good.
Kubanga. Mukama bw'asanyuka.
Because when God rejoices, that is our power.
For this,
we give him back the glory and honor. And we give him a good promise.
He
said, let's stand on the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And the miracles will be our food because we are children in his household. We shall not preach of them as a gospel, but all the long we shall move in them. For he says that these signs will be following you. We want them to follow us. A person who follows, they don't ask them that you come. Is it not that? I want you to understand well the language. A person who follows, if they say this person followed the other, you straight understand what? He did not call the person.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Christ.
Speaks in Mark that all who believe, all the signs will follow them. Means though you don't ask for them, but you've moved in the truth. They are meant to follow you.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
That's
them follow us.
And the
person who follows in goodness, even though you don't call them, and they are always coming in your way, crossing your way. That's why it speaks of blessings.
In
Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 5, you diligently hearken to my voice, and you obey my commandments in the law. All these blessings will follow you. They will follow you. They will reach unto you. They say they do what? They will come your way. They will reach you. No one can hinder them. Let's hearken to the voice of the Lord. Many seasons we've yearned for miracles, and they were very few.
But
seasons of yearning for knowledge, the knowledge of light of God's word, it brings the much power which works many miracles. And
if you
not yearn for them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we want to put emphasis on the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And then we see the miracles for the children. He said that he will always add them to us. We are not. He didn't say we will ask them. Did he say you will ask for miracles?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. You have like 10 scriptures which told you to ask for miracles, except those which say they will follow you. And if you pray, then they will come your way.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus
so
much. Now we want them to follow us. You know, apostles, as they were preaching, people were getting healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Apostles, as they were preaching, people were in healings. As they were passing, and shadows of them passed people, and they moved up, got healed, without a single word, because they were with the Spirit of God.
He
checks the hearts and the needs of people.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much. Now we want to move on even today to knowing the schemes of Satan and to God and unto his church. It is our work as the nation called and our friends and all those who love God to reveal the schemes of Satan. For without knowing schemes of Satan, Satan never lets captives go back home in heaven.
And
if you don't reveal real schemes of Satan. Many of those suffering under the sun. And they fail even reach to heaven for the schemes of Satan. But we are in the part and we see why it's required of us no schemes of Satan. For when he told us in Isaiah 14 and the verse 17, Satan never lets captives go back home in heaven. Though we know Philippians 3:20 says our citizenship is in heaven, but we are found for the schemes of Satan and have not been able to go back there. One of the reasons you need to know schemes of Satan, and even in this time, and we look to the seven prisons and the seven mountains, the seven prisons and the seven mountains in which Satan binds the children of God and they don't go back home in heaven. Praise Jesus much. The heading we look to now, we look at the seven prisons and they are the seven mountains in which Satan binds the children of God and they don't make it back home in heaven. Praise Jesus much. Remember, we summarized the first mountain, the mountain of the spiritual false church. How we moved on fight with the mountain of the household of God, the holy ones of God. Praise Jesus much. The mountain of the false church, which moves in the building, and they tell us it's the church. Yet Christ comes back for the church without spot nor wrinkle, and those are his holy ones. That mountain captured the mountain of the right church. Now the building to be called the church came captured the right church, the holy ones of God, just as we first heard. But God promised us it will come pass in the latter days, the mountain of the household of God, the church of Christ, his holy ones, it will be risen up to the top. And those are the seasons we are in. Because those mountains and those prisons are seven, even today we want to head on to see the second mountain.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much. Now we want to see that we move on knowing the truth. Today we look to the prison of the second mountain, the spiritual wickedness or sorcery, demons of clans, nations and languages. We look to the second mountain of prison of Satan, the spiritual wickedness, where there is what we call demons over clans. Many people are bound in there. This second mountain is very harmful, for it's what creates all other prisons of Satan. The six.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The mountain and prison of Satan, of the spiritual wickedness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Most of us, we've never heard of those mountains or those prisons. Where you'll pass no schemes of Satan, you will reach to understand all. Praise Jesus much. Bible shows that the mountain of God's household in the latter days it will be lifted high above all mountains. The mountain of God's household is the church. Those are his holy ones. What Satan did, he made other seven mountains, the seven prisons in which imprisons people on the world, and they never make it home back in heaven.
As
look at the mountain of the spiritual wickedness or sorcery,
in
there are what are demons of the clans, nations, and languages.
Yet
these are not demons but the fallen angels.
Yet
people understand it how it binds people.
Praise
Jesus much. Bible says in Micah 4, and it speaks this.
Mika esule yokuna noru nyiriri orusoka.
Micah chapter 4 from verse 1.
Neemu nako ezoru vanyumo ulituuka. Orusozi ule nyumba ya mukama lulibalu nyuevu kuntiko yensozi. Era lulu imusibwa okusingo obusozi. Era mawanga galikulukutiramu. Urinyo uloku biri. Era mawanga manji agali genda. Negogera nti mujetu ambukiri orusozi wa mukama. Neye nyumba ya katonda wa Yakobo. Na ye alitu higirize vye ngudoze. Nafe, tulitambulira makuboge. Kubanga musayuni. Kubanga musayuni. Mwemuliva amateka. Nechigambo cha mukama mu Yerusalemu.
Yes, you have a zibu.
Praise Jesus much. The prophecy came out in the book of Micah.
Oba Nabi Mika.
Prophet Micah.
Esuline yokuna.
Chapter 4.
Achigamba nto ituka munako ezoluvanya.
And said it will come to pass in the latter days.
Olusozi olwe nyumba ya mukama.
The mountain of the household of God.
Tulibera kuntiko.
It will be lifted up on the top of all other mountains.
Era gamba.
And he said, in those very days, people begin to flock from all other nations.
And
say, let's go to the mountain of the household of God. Now, the mountain of God's household, we saw it last time. That is the church of the holy ones. The church and the holy ones of God. And it's not the building.
God's
not coming back to take buildings as the holy church. But this falsehood which began in 312 right from Rome and shifted church of the holy ones we and put it in the building
where first built
St. Peter Basilica at Vatican, and they said it's the biggest church in the world. Now we perverted from those days and we turned in our minds and our thoughts and we are put in the prison of the false church, the building that which was called the synagogue of the church. Now in that word, because of false church arising, all other mountains of Satan, seven prisons, them were risen high above, and the church of the holy ones was put down. And many moved in the false church, buildings calling them the church of God. Yet he to say you are the temples of God, and the spirit of the Lord dwells within you. Now all those we never understood them before. This day, as we look at the second mountain,
yes,
praise Jesus, and the second prison, where Satan imprisons the children of God, and they don't go back to their home country in heaven. It's the mountain of the spiritual wickedness. Where we have what they call demons of the clans. Yet they are not boss but the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That prison is correct you much and you to see many things. For it's what lifts up most all the other six mountains of the false church, that of politics of the devils, the economics of the devils, the nations, clans of the devils, that we call social relations, where they involve the healthy of the devils, the sorcery and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where they hide the mountain of the health which is deceptive, where there is even the games and sports of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this day we look to that mountain of the spiritual wickedness,
in
where we call their demons of the clans, nations, and languages. Yet behind those, fallen angels have hidden themselves in those things. even the deceive many nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But what to soma?
When we read Revelation 17:9, Bible spoke of the seven heads where the adultery sits on the beasts. And it explained there are the seven mountains. Let's read there we hear. Revelation 17:9.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you read Revelation 17, it shows you the beast coming from the many waters, the nations, clans, and the languages. But it shows that that beast, the spirit of Satan, the kingdom of Satan, and it has seven heads. When the Bible explains this, those are not heads just as you think.
That's
not a usual beast as you think. But they show you the spirit of Satan and its rulership.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they show you the heads you see on that beast, which are like seven. Those are mountains where adulterer sits in the place of Satan. Adulterous called Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan.
The
spirit which appeared in the wife of Ahab, known as Jezebel, to always commit immorality and filth in the world. Praise Jesus. Now those seven mountains, those are mountains you had lifted high above the mountain of God. If you explain the mountain of God, that's the church of the holy ones, children of God led by the spirit of God.
You
have get to sanity when they speak of seven mountains the devil sits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you think these are not usual mountains, but mountains in the spiritual world where there is the false church.
And
the second we see of now, the spirit of wickedness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The spiritual wickedness. In here, they bewitched the entire world. And they ran the entire world.
And
fallen angels appeared as demons of a clan. And they appeared as your dead relatives. And they come back on the world and they deceive the living. And we trusted them, we thought they are our dead relatives. Yet God first spoke as he said, concerning the issues of the dead, don't inquire from the living. Concerning the living, don't inquire them from the dead. For he knew of it, those who will be coming as those who died, they will not be those who died. The other is spiritual wickedness. They bewitch you in the spiritual world an image. They show you the image of your late forefather. Yet they have just masqueraded in it. And they are not him. For all the holy ones, they are taken in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The sinners are bound in hell with their spirits to reach in the day of judgment, where they will be taken out and they will be judged and they will be cast in the lake of fire. Right now there's things appearing today, what for demons of the dead. I want to share the secret of the schemes of Satan, the seven prisons of Satan, the seven mountains where they reign and they have bound the children of God. You don't go back home in heaven.
This
mountain of the spiritual wickedness, where fallen angels appear as demons of the clan. They bound someone and you think the dead are roaming on this world. Yet when you check from the body, you will go to the bottomless pit in hell. You
will
be surprised how the world deceives.
Yes, you
praise Jesus
mind.
Now,
who
prisons bound the mind and the thoughts of people, and they made us think the dead are on this world roaming on it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Song of Uganda, so which
yet, brethren, it's not like that.
Everybody will get enough for
when the Bible speaks with us in the Ecclesiastes 9, verse 14 to down,
it
speaks like these on issues of prisons of Satan.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
But
let's read in the Ecclesiastes we hear.
Omubulizi esule yomwenda nolunyiriri olwekumi n'ennya.
Ecclesiastes 9 from verse 14.
Waliwo ekibuga ekitono n'abasajja abali omwo si bangi. Kabaka omukulu n'akitabaala n'akizingiza n'akizimbako amakomera amanene.
Praise Jesus much.
Waliwo ekibuga kitono.
There was a small city.
N'abantu abakirimu si bangi.
And people on it are not many.
Ekibuga ekibogera ku nsi yaffe.
That city they speak of the planet Earth.
Wange ekibuga ekirimu abangi.
For the city where there are many people there.
Yerusalem ekyomugulu.
It is Jerusalem of heaven.
Muli enkumi n'enkumi z'abamalayika.
Where there are thousands of angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the holy ones of God.
Naye ekibuga ekirimu abantu abatono.
But the city with a few people.
Ekyogeddwako mu bulizi 9:14.
Spoken in Ecclesiastes 9:14.
Yensono kwe tuli.
That's the world where we are.
Naye omusajja omukambwe Lucifer.
But a harsh man Lucifer.
Yeah,
he moved along
it.
He built prisons on it.
Manji
there are many. Just as we first heard. But those prisons, they are majorly seven. But inside them, there are different sub prisons which are amazing. Just as we first heard of the prison of the false church, where there are different religions
and
salvation which is false, which cannot show us how we can get back to heaven. Now on this mountain of prison of the second, the spiritual wickedness, Satan and his fallen angels, where they appear as demons of our clans, and they make us build shrines and the others, that we worship them, that they are our forefathers. That's the deception you're going to move on be revealed.
And
this has evolved calling charge. Instead of beating fallen angels,
we have attacked,
beats my dead forefather, attacks me in the night. Yet that dead forefather,
he
wasn't holy, he is in hell in the prison.
Now,
these ones con you and you beat wind. Do not strike something which is not right.
I
sample you an example you see. Now, Brother James. And he clothes my image and he does things which are not right. And they begin to hunt for me and they leave James. Those the Lucifers,
Satan,
fallen angels, what they did to the world. Now they got both they already made to fall in hell. And they clothed their images and they began to appear to we the living, to hold us to get corrupted in worshipping devils, and they
have
come in images of those who did what we wanted. Now you will come them, you think you will come your forefather or your uncle or your father or your brother, and they call you in the dreams. We call it spiritual wickedness. And my dead grandfather came to me. Indeed he came when he showed mercy to me. He told me he needs to be built a house. You did he build you a house you live in? They said they are powerful. Why don't they build houses for themselves? And they make us build shrines for them. Now they contend you who would have built the house of God yourself. Building houses of fallen angels that you build your forefather. If they are your forefather, why don't they sleep in the house you sleep in?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bible speaks
with us Isaiah 14,
17.
Did you see the reason why all these were done? Why those seven mountains with the prisons of the devils, they are there. They imprison you, you cannot go back home in heaven.
Isaya isura ya 14 n'olunyiriri olw'17.
Isaiah 14 verse 17.
Eyazisanga ensi yonna n'asula ebibuga byamu atatanga basibebe okudde ewaabwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14.
Bovidada kuro 10 kuro 9.
From the verse 9. And to 17 speaks of Lucifer Satan and the way it was chased from heaven. But they say in the verse 17 he let captives go back to their home country. He ruined this world with deception and he mixed where they had sold the word. He too will sow his falsehood and he ruined this world with much deception and those appearing like the word of the light, and he bound people in the world that they don't go back home in heaven. And according to Philippians 3:20 it says that our citizenship is in heaven.
That
what Satan did
to
begin the second mountain
of
spiritual wickedness, where their fallen angels appear as demons of clans, he intended to prove to us that those who die keep roaming on this world and they're roaming on it. Yet our brethren, those who did get perfected, fell in hell. And their spirits are imprisoned there in the different torments. Reaching the day of judgment, and when they get them out, they will judge them, be cast in the lake of fire. And hell and the lake of fire, they are different. Now they
prepare
the spiritual wickedness. And it's a mountain.
Not
easy to climb and bypass it. And they conned the entire world. We
do
church, they did accept us get light.
These
which attack us in images of the dead, the uncles, they have never been our relatives. Never been your father, neither your father. But they came in those images that they will bewitch our minds, that my grandfather who died, he came back. And he told me, build me a house. The cold is too much on me. The cold is much. Did they build me my house? Deception is the minister. And they called the church. Instead of beating the fallen angels, we bound them in the bottomless pit. Now only your grandfather in hell, he is in their promise that you send fire to those ones. Now the problem,
fire
cannot go to hell, for hell has its own fire. And we fought what we didn't understand. I saw conmanship. Satan is a liar. And they say the father of liars. You may not know its end. But Satan lies. And he proves to you, his fallen angel comes back as your late grandfather.
That
those fallen angels you see, they
clothe
images of all people they want. And they ask you of cows they didn't leave behind.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. You know, many times there are things they say they are strong. But may I tell you this? There is no word God revealed and it is hard. It comes hard to the one who lacks understanding. Many people tell us, in the new generation you are on the foot of the mature, that of the word. Let me tell you, here, even though it's cassava, we begin to crush it for you and you eat it soft. For we have the spiritual gifts which work on the food to see that it is prepared well.
And
know that what is revealed is ours, and what is not revealed us is for God. According to Deuteronomy 29:29, when he decided to write all in the Bible, he wrote them and they are for us, and we have to know them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let me tell you this secret. Mountain and the prison of Satan, spiritual wickedness, where fallen angels appear as demons of the fathers. These are what we call schemes. Schemes which are deep. Bible speaks straight of them in the Revelations 2, in verse 24, and it says this. Praise Jesus much. This church, we are saying, they did know the deep schemes of Satan. He said, I will not put upon another burden on you, for it's you saying, but God wants to reveal them. He said, now you hold on to what you have. But because of deep schemes of Satan, even what they had, they were not able to hold it. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, that we are not like those who don't know of schemes of Satan that may not outwit us. Let's read that verse we hear.
Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, Satani alemenga kutwe kulumbalizako kubanga tetulinga bachategera nkweze.
Satan should not outwit us, for we are not like those who don't know his schemes. Let me tell you, my brother, you need to know schemes of Satan. Don't know schemes of Satan, he outwits you. He takes advantage of you. What he does, he cons you. He comes that I'm your late grandfather. Now he has taken advantage of you. For when you come in the castle without knowledge, and say, I saw my grandfather and he is lied to me. He was in his own shirt that he always clothed.
But
remember that shirt, what and torn, where did they get it from? Now, brother Semakula, your grandfather died long time. Even shots, some of them
you
saw them once while you were young. They got torn, finished. Now he's come back in the same shots to you. This is bondmanship. Where have we gotten the shots? Don't you see that? When they came in their own shirt, always clothed. That is
corn.
Shirts already were rot and finished in the ground. That they came in the kanzu they buried him in.
They
ate it off.
The
kanzu buried him in. And you clothed those tails. Now the one with that knowledge, the kanzu said, let the demon of that late forefather be. Yet the fallen angel,
hidden
behind the demon of your late forefather, in the image of the late. Right now they have attacked and got tired on us. And they come in the church as we are studying. And they make noise. I am your auntie.
Where?
You from where? And we
became
Antigo, Antigo. And they are laughing at us. You don't understand, am I your auntie? You are always beating wind. The devils, what they wreak havoc
on
mountains of spiritual wickedness. Why
do
we call it spiritual wickedness?
They bewitch
human memory, bind it,
and
they make an image for you, someone you loved who died. And they bewitch you spiritual. As you wake up, you have believed it.
Yet
you have witchcraft spiritual on you, which believes evil spirits. And you think they are your late relatives.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. If you don't know schemes of Satan, he begins to take advantage of you. Now you took advantage of us in the entire world. That's the fallen angels who make themselves those things. And they ask for alcohol. You make alcohol put in the shrine in the bucket that your dead relatives will come to drink. And you eat your food and you throw another for them down. For fathers, you eat. And they make those heads foolish. If they fall on you, don't know them. Those are what we call schemes of Satan. Satan has schemes. The word schemes. Things which are not right, yet you attach yourself to them. You find a shrine and it's called a church. Those are schemes. And they give rings and trees. Someone can put himself in something they are not.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
What
made seven prisons
and mountains
are not easily climbed and bypass them.
And
you always dream climbing mountains and they are stiff like that. Straight. You can climb a wall in a dream and the wall is straight up and you struggle to move up it. As you reach in the middle and you sit downwards and you think. And you look
proud.
You end in the back in your flesh. And you're panting for breath.
Yes.
Oh, the mountain I've never seen it. I was climbing what? Climb the mountain. Grass it wants to tear off itself. You are in a dream. You struggle. The mountain is so hard. And you have pulled yourself and you try to struggle on it. And you begin to climb. As you are about to reach, you reach downwards. You look down. You begin to fall down. If there was nobody to uphold you,
some of us
angels came in the vision to uphold us. They showed the things are moving on.
The wall
you're climbing, it's a straight wall.
You feel
as if you've touched yourself on it.
You
feel as if you're trying to slide down. You say, let me tell you, I dreamed a dream and it troubled me. I was climbing. Something very unusual wall. Some of you dread to climb it once. As you reach in the middle, and it brings you down again.
These
mountains. The world is like that. Mountains and they are these prisons. They are not easy to see. That's why we say you have no schemes of Satan.
We
are still on their introduction. Not yet gone to the details of them.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Bible says
in Zechariah 1:18.
These
owns the evil spirits. They try to see you don't know things of heaven. You don't raise a hand know things of heaven. You do not. Listen very well.
Zechariah 1:18. Era laba amayemba 19. Nengamba malaika era yogera nange nti agomachi. Nanzira munti ganoge mayembe agasasanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusalemi. Olinyo lwabiri. Mukama nanjole saba wesi bana. Abiri mulumu. Nenjogera nti abo bajja kukola chi. Nayogera nti ganoge mayembe agasasanya Yuda. Omuntu n'okuyimusa n'atayimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazzo gasagula.
Olide.
We have the armies of angels. The people who have to terrify those horns. We have the holy angels. Those are not called demons. Those are not called evil spirits. They are the holy angels. Now the fallen angels. They are usually called the horns. Those you get out there. The people get out there. They scatter. They make mountains.
So
I told you the mountain of spiritual wickedness or sorcery. Where there are demons of the clans, the fallen angels, that's where their base is. People are scattered, others in the false church, others in the politics, the mountain of the politics of the devils, others, the mountain of the economics of the devils, others, the mountain of the clans, nations, and languages, and another is sunk in. What concerns tribes? Believe we are all of the same holy clan. The children of God in heaven. And the prison of the games of the devils. You support the red devils, yet you are born again.
Man, you red devil.
Demons which are red, you support them. You find a pastor is supporting red devils.
Support the red devils.
To wagire mizimu emimyufu. Yet they come command people to beat demons in the church. That is our colleague.
He
chases us to make money with us. We shall come back tomorrow. Let's first move away. We make money for him. That people will say yes, he has power. And demon chases the junior demon. Tomorrow you find them supporting Manchester. But church, let me tell you, there are things which are hard.
God
just help the world this time.
That's
called us in the finals of Uganda. Gospel of the kingdom of God in the entire world. He decided to tell us what's on this world. Things which are very hard to be explained.
Yet,
those who sit under his counsel,
they are all
easy, for he gives them understanding and knowledge. But indeed, they scatter. They made the healthy system, which is deceptive. And they first tell you, you will not go to heaven. You're going to join on the winds, roaming on this world of the dead. That after this life you'll become wind. You will discover you don't become wind. That you become winds which dry clothings. Who deceives you? Before you were there, winds which dried were not there. Deception. Now you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Adam,
you ask yourself, Adam, he inquired from which demons, for he was the first on this world. But people, human beings, if you don't know this time, I don't know. For when will you know? I think when they have come to pass on you,
Satan
is the liar. But this mountain of spiritual wickedness,
it's
a sorcerer bewitching you in the spiritual world. That's why the Bible says entered in war as the church, but you didn't know.
Both
you fight with are not flesh and blood.
Amakuru,
they mean they have never been in flesh and blood.
You don't
fight with your late grandfather you were beating before.
Don't
fight with the evil spirits. The fallen angels.
Bible
was very clear.
Nekugamba chorwana gana
abo nacho it's never been flesh and blood.
Tebaberanga ko mbiri na musaya obola
baba. Been flesh and blood those you see.
Kadu so maybe Ephesians.
Let's read Ephesians.
Abe Efeso esule yo mukaga nolu nyiriri ole 12.
Ephesians 6 verse 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri.
Tetukola chi?
We no wrestle with flesh and blood.
Tetumegana na musayi na mubiri.
We wrestle with flesh and blood.
Bali bitulanaga na.
Those we fight with.
Yagalo batege yo.
I want you understand them today from today.
Ebakuliro olusozo olwe byoboroko byo musiyo mwo.
In charge of the mountain of the spiritual wickedness.
Bali ba malaika ne bagwa.
These were angels and they fell.
We
ended when they have chased them from heaven. And they are thrown on the world.
Go
to those on the world and they will see
them.
Choose a Satan. Filled with rage. Even with his fallen angels. You know from old days, those fallen angels, before Christ came on the world, they came from heaven and came on the world, and they married on the daughters of men they wanted, and they appeared the heroes of the world. This time they chased them from heaven. Think you see how they appear.
Now they can make
your late grandfather they clothe it.
Well,
the battle in heaven affected them much. If you beat your grandfather in a dream, the one you call your dead grandfather, you look at him, he doesn't want you to look at him.
It's
the way he looks. You see my grandfather. The eyes which you have like that, where did you get them from? He doesn't want you looking at them. They tell you, my child, come and take you. But they
lead
you, you don't know where they take you. They don't look behind. And you say now, have we that in this dream now? And they take you that at the graveyard they buried them. In the dream. Has reached there and it has crushed, it has holes. And he said, my child, the drainage is affecting us. You shift from there. We all look, are you the one who shift us?
Or
it's you who roof our houses? In the grave there is nothing there except the bones. But even the bones of the ancient people finished from the grave. There is nothing there that they are down there in the grave.
Even
the soil fell in, covered there.
They
are graves. They even fell in themselves. There is nothing down there.
Satan
is into this world. And when they come, and fallen angels have come on the head of the living. And you shake your head like that. My child. Where I am, where you buried me, the tree has penetrated me. Grandfather, did you come with the tree here? You ask him. It must be where you buried me. It
passed
you when you are now here. You came with a tree here. We get it out of you. That where you buried me, it passed you. Pass you from there. Satan is a liar. And you wake up in the morning. You go shift the tombs. And they waste your time on the
world.
And you shift tombs from this place to another. He can tell you.
This is Singawa.
I am your auntie.
Singani.
Auntie who?
Narubowa.
Auntie Narubowa. What?
Where
you buried me, the water is passing on me. Auntie, you shift yourself, or we ourselves, we shift ourselves. Let me tell you,
that
someone take advantage on you. And they come in the dreams that your dead
wake up,
tell them you're foolish, you fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
let me tell you, the thing we fight with all
the
flesh, never fought with flesh and blood. Let me tell you,
see,
you know why they have never come here? We speak of them now.
But
speak of them when you know nothing of them. Let come. Leave us. Because they know, knows them well. They don't come on your heads, but they would have already come on your heads. When they come and we call Abaddon of the chains and of the fire. Now they say, what can we do?
First
they know us, and they know armies on their side. What are we to do?
When
they can come
on
ahead,
and
I am your auntie. Why don't they give
me that
child to bury me?
They didn't bury
you, but on their head, and they didn't bury you.
Go
bury yourself if you want. If you are here,
those who bury
you run, go bury yourself again. My child never buried me.
If
you are on the head, go back in your grave. Don't waste your time. That's what they call schemes. Schemes of Satan.
He's
a con man, a liar.
And
Satan is the deceiver of the entire world. Find him which way when he's lying. Foundations, he put them in human heads. Foundation of all lies.
He
uses people to lie to others. And you find in the world, and
he
lied to even here, their falsehood was found here. As you come on the world, what they do? They say, we are going to dedicate this child. We are going to dedicate them. But you dedicate me when my mother has dedicated me on the world. You dedicate me how many times again?
And
the devils to have their born again. When you're born, them to birth you again elsewhere in their clan.
For
they know whoever arrives on the world is not theirs. What they do, they have to fight with you their second time. And the child is to be dedicated in a clan. They're going to be birthed in a clan. I'm already born. I'm birthed elsewhere. Where? Bible say in Job, there are those they snatch in the womb, even those on the breast, and they snatch you, call you from there. We are going to dedicate the child in the clan. These fallen angels, what do they do? When you don't take to dedicate a child, they trouble the child. And the child doesn't eat. They make the child cry, they torment the child. And the child cries, they cry. And they get silent and look at her eyes like that.
Say,
you fallen angels, you will not dedicate the child. The child has been born on the world, and their father is in heaven. Fallen angels have witchcraft, sorcery. After they put clans, as we shall reach them on the false mountains, they divide groupings in different clans. Each takes over a clan.
Kakati.
Now,
when
they take your umbilical cord and they didn't dedicate you there, they put it in water. It does not come from the water. It doesn't sink.
No.
These they dedicated, their umbilicals come on the water. And they said, that is our child.
Yes.
The devils are in the drama of the water. You know where they come from? Under the ocean. Now you're there.
The child is mwana wa chika. Kumanga era na akalira kekavuddeyo. Yes, he was
praise you. Jesus much.
Sebo we cover yonga mugamba.
When the umbilical comes out,
he
said, this is the child of this clan.
Yet,
fallen angels are behind the water down there. They are pushing one umbilical by one up. And they touch, they hold another down there. And they bewitch that mind. Our demons are working. They even know their children. You know the devil's.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus much.
Now the devils
have schemes and deception.
They can
call you in a shrine and they call you within a barrel of water.
Why?
You! Come here. Come from your bed where you're sleeping. You are in Masaka, they call you in Kampala. And you come in the water, your face appear like that. What are you telling me, you? Come and speak here. Now things of water. Not known Lucifer, but Satan deceived this world. Find the pastor, they give water to heal. You run quick. Things of water, there is chaos in them.
When
reach there, we shall tell you. See the drama behind those things.
Did you know that
fallen angels?
They are
demons of clans and they mess up
families.
And they buy some
of
leave us up for fathers. We worship
one.
We worship demons of the white Jesus. They bewitched that head got foolish. What Jesus is the demon of the whites. How will it have handled even the whites? The blacks.
Nothing at all.
We too, because he was of the clan of the
whites, Nazareth.
We would have called him in the Nazarites. But this is not a demon, my dear. One day he appeared in the Luke
24.
I've seen a demon. He said, I'm not a demon.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. A demon has no body. It doesn't eat. You give me, I eat. That's why fallen angels, you pour food for them on the ground. There are those who are advanced. Don't you think that all of them, they pour for them on the ground? Others have this, their bowels, they put food for them. You see such the ball passes you and you don't see one holding it.
Yet,
owner is there but he doesn't appear physical. The bowel is moving, you can run. You stand.
Lucifer,
you hide behind that one. Go away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much. You know
these
other Satan doesn't trouble our messenger machines. There's no devil here.
Yeah, he say what?
Where did he pass? Machines, we change the systems, they're new.
We've
not yet gotten used to even put them in other wells. That's their problem. It's not devils.
Satan should not take
advantage that we don't have schemes of it.
You
know he may pervert you.
This time
you pray for demons,
you
have attacked machines, and you begin.
Machines
need to be prepared. Oh, just. Satan can waste your time, let me tell you. If you don't know him,
we gathered in the gathering
of the Holy Ground, and Lucifer has come that he passes to the machines on the podium. Let him go to those who don't know him, but we. Don't know him, and they are to know him. Since the Holy Spirit and the angels have appointed them
in
all churches of God, wherever they are, those be the holy ones of God. Praise Jesus much. Children of God on this world anymore. Pray for them who don't have knowledge. We stand on the watchtower for them. Prayer in knowledge.
Satan
is codemanship with a thief.
The entire world,
you wonder how he deceived them. You never found on the way moving, deceiving. Where did you find him?
Who found
Lucifer moving, deceiving? Satan did this. The foundations planted them in human heads. Joined on his followers, and they passed the spiritual world, and they bewitched every creation on the world. They bewitched their mind, locked it in the prison. He moves in deception everywhere he goes. Super prison. You know our forefathers. They can beat us. And we've broken the shrine away. He can come on that your head and trouble you. You break away the shrine. You are not my father. You are fallen angels. But when you enter in it, your fathers can beat me. If you doubt the shrine and you put even those shrine baskets, those they put in there, I can collect all money from the shrine. Take it. I go eat the money and they can do nothing. That you keep money, shrines money. Can they make their own money?
Huh.
Oh, they are the ones who make money for us.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Apostles speak those things. They will attack you. Now you yourself. The spiritual world, we pass through it a long time.
And
the Pope was with those men. Now I stand here by the know who stands here. You think Satan has ever attacked? But if they reach, they say, Jesus and Paul we know. And when we hear them stand in a place, we run from there.
Though
I'll speak of them, how many years they'll do nothing.
That
have to do before I reach this level of knowledge.
When
much light was put in the vessel of clay, much power came from God, and it surrounded me, even thousands of angels.
Hmm.
Now, even if you speak of them, I am moving comfortable. Every time prayer,
I
enter without praying. You don't put your
attention.
I do things in small
time.
Because I fear, I read the prayer.
Lord, I'm going to
be
don't
pray. I'll go in a journey and go on to preach in the name of Jesus. Those men can call you. Every time you're moving, Lord Jesus, I cover the blood that they don't attack me. Every time they are to attack you,
You have not those on your side, the holy angels, the greater one in us, every time.
Fire!
No, they are born again. They go to board a taxi. Yet it's not time for prayer. And they say now, demons are going to attack in the taxi. And they speak their tongues. Some people in the taxi wonder. You don't prove the God in yourself.
Put
angels on your side.
Every time you're near,
Satan put you in his schemes.
He
put you in the spirit of the fear which is false.
For
Bible says, those who fear in the sorcerers and people like those will not be in the kingdom of God.
He
put a fear which is foolishness in you. Out there you started demons. Even though you find a dog, a dog, a usual dog, the demon of adultery. Who tells you dogs commit adultery? They give them a law, don't commit adultery. You know, I dreamt a dog. That's a demon of adultery. That one. It's not a demon of adultery. It's a vomit. Going back to lick your vomit, foolish things you left before.
The
dog has no command, don't commit adultery. Demons are in you, but not in the dog.
It's
you given a command, don't commit adultery.
Those
who say, I saw a God birthed a male kid, but male kid had intercourse with the mother. Those are demons of immorality. Who tells you the gods they gave them those commands? They don't have incest command. Now you move on tension.
As
and the dog passes.
Hey,
and
fire,
man.
And
Satan knows this one. They are all weaklings. See their hearts. What form of heart are they having?
And
you see
ants
come in your home. Demon have attacked me. These are usual
ants.
You know, let me tell you, the devils appear different creations, the fallen angels. And every aunt you will see, the demon. Yet they are aunts of God. And you go on the hands of God. This time you move with the spray of oil. Satan.
Fire.
You are usual ants. And when you will know that behind Satan is there, and his fallen angels, you will know whom you have to focus the war. Leave the aunts of God. I dreamt a cow chasing me.
This
cow of whom we have to sell it because
this cow,
maybe there are horned demons in it. Fallen angels came in the image of your cow, in the image of your cow, and they chased you the entire night. And they come with chasing.
Okay,
you can't take your cow on the fields. My cow chased me, I can no more handle it. It chased me the entire night.
Never die.
But friends.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now,
don't
know the schemes of Satan. That's what he did. Let's finish this verse. Most of them, we shall know them next Sunday. Ephesians 6, verse 12.
Kubanga, tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza. Naba obuyinza.
Have you heard where they ran from? No wrestle with flesh and blood.
Those
fighters have never closed flesh and blood. We are on principalities. The evil spirits.
The fallen angels.
Of the holy angels.
These
are spirits sent to come somehow.
The
fallen angels are called evil spirits. That
we
wrestle with those of the spiritual wickedness. Let us repeat we hear.
Ephesians 6 verse 12. Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza, naba obuyinza, naba fugensi abomu chizikiza chino.
Have you heard what they do?
Basara hoji fugira munse ye chizikiza.
Rule this world in darkness.
E chizikiza ye chobutamanya.
Darkness of not knowing.
Katunda chiyavaya lagiru omusano wokumanya.
Why God commanded light of knowledge to shine that darkness.
They put
darkness and we know nothing.
They
rule in the land of ignorance. Don't differentiate the demon of the dead and the fallen angels.
We
don't know where they went.
Now
that land is there.
They
started ruling darkness. Don't accept anyone to know. If they told us, you know what? Me who comes to the hills. I am one of the fallen angels. My God. You can run quick.
And
when he calls you, I am your late grandfather. You say, my, you, my grandfather. Grandfather, you say what? You begin to humble. Yes, grandfather, speak, I hear.
My child,
I want a white hen.
Michael
chased him on a white horse. A white hen will get the power and strength of Michael. You give me black hen.
Council
counted those on the black horses. Don't give me that one of spotted. Yet you're kneeling. They want white and black hens.
The
angels of the black horses. They counted season and time of chasing those angels. Those who chased them were led by angel on the white horse. They want much white. And black. Even to join on red.
Because
the
gospel
to chase them from heaven. Now you, when
we were
in the journey of heaven, I was surprised of the things.
This
man has white hen and goat.
How
long they got it from there? They think because the others were powerful to chase them. That when they eat white hen of God, they will get power. They are very foolish. But
Satan,
you are so foolish at your angels. People say, Apostle, if I don't tell Satan that, what else will I tell him? Is he not a fool? Let's finish here. Ephesians 6 verse 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza, naba obuyinza, naba fugensi abomu chizikiza chino. Name yoyeje obubi mwifebi ya waguru.
Yoyeje obubi.
The evil spirits.
Ba malaika abagwa.
The fallen angels. In the high heavenly places, they built in the kingdom of the stars. They have their bases there. And they built even under the ocean.
In
the Atlantic Ocean.
And
they even built on the mountains of the world. When others reside on human heads. Even others were put in the hens and the goats.
Bible
says
2
Corinthians 11:13 to 15 to 14 that Satan masquerades as an angel of light. Even his servants,
and
they masquerade as preachers of righteousness.
Right
from old Satan masqueraded
masquerade into images of others. Even his fallen angels like that. And his servants. There appears demons of the dead. One day, Prophet Samuel died.
His
body was put in the ground. Because his spirit was a holy person.
And
he entered the kingdom of heaven. Now King Saul, after he had felt forsaken the Lord, God not speak with him neither in the vision or dream. He said, is there anyone having a demon on them? We go inquire from them. When they reached the shrines, Saul said, whoever I will speak of is the one you lift up for me. And they lift a demon from the ground. But holy ones are not in the ground, remember. We're going to connect that next Sunday, you understand. For the holy ones are in heaven now. Are they in the ground? Now the sorcerer lifts something from the ground. And they ask, what is that?
He said,
I see one of the gods coming from the ground. What God is coming from the ground?
He didn't
say, I see Samuel. No. She said, I see one of the gods.
Those
called themselves gods from the ground.
They asked,
how is he clothing?
And
the fallen angel
spirit,
put on a bald head of Samuel.
Like
of Samuel. Even the clothing of Samuel. And he tied a cloak on herself. And Saul asks the one with the demon, how is he appearing?
He's
a man of a bald head.
Yes,
he ties a clock. And Saul said, that is Samuel. It bewitched his mind because of the clothing and the appearance. Bewitched
before
him. Why did you awake me, you Saul, after God forsook you? The holy ones go to rest in heavens. They moment to come back here. Now this one brought them back. Who was this one? Speak, why do you awake me? Because God spoke on you as happened to you. Now we appear as a preacher of righteousness. Remember the real demon which made Saul fall. You know that demon which came on his head before even Samuel came. It's what Pastor said and appeared into an image of Prophet Samuel. When Samuel was still living, King David prayed the house and the demon left Saul, it ran off him. Now that one moved aside, appeared as Samuel.
Yes,
I am Samuel. Why are you wakened me? That's the drama you're going to see next. It's the mountain and prison of Satan, of the spiritual wickedness. Those are the fallen angels. But that one is too old. They fell in a certain nation. You be careful.
Principalities,
fallen angels in the space.
Michael
is on the side. Gabriel here, Abaddon behind. The one of castle shows the map where we are going. There are many confusing things in the sky. They appear as your colleagues. You are with them. And they say, you, where are you going?
Gabriel,
don't look there. Let's move on. We are marching forward and you're moving on. And they call you.
You
know you are of the village of that. You have left us here.
You
look there, and they're like your colleagues, you are with on the world.
Yet
they are not those ones.
You wait,
you will see, they will turn into other things.
But
they kept me to move up in the kingdom of heavens.
And
confusing in the sky. Many were made mad in the spiritual world. And speak things which never connect. That you got envisioned. We shall begin from there. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.